All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes. In your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. Okay, I have waited long enough to hear the bar story. Today, it has to happen. I need the details. So we're going to get to that very shortly. But first, we need to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Cassidy is absolutely our go-to for the lifestyle fun. Whether we want to meet some new people and go on sexy little dates, or we want to go to events, we use Cassidy for all of it.
Yes, we do.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. One of my biggest reasons is because of the security on Cassidy. I know that I'm not talking to a bunch of bots and fakes because you certify yourself on there and that shows up on your profile. So you know that these are legit people that you're talking to. And if you want to try Cassidy for yourself and start meeting sexy people today, you can go to frontporchswingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of our homepage. When you do that, you're going to get an entire month of all access to Cassidy for free for a month. So again, that's frontporchswingers.com. Click on the Cassidy banner. Try it. Love it. We know you will because we do.
Yeah, we do.
So I think we have pretty good taste, right?
I think so.
In some things anyway.
Yeah, most things.
Well, I gotta say, I'm feeling naughty this week. I have been...
I can't imagine why. You just got fucking, you know, dick down yesterday.
I've been really naughty, and I'm also feeling really sexy right now. I know I talk about this all the time, but it really does ebb and flow for me. It's such an up and down and up and down and round
thing. There's a lot more going on with you in terms of your... You know, how you're feeling about yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely on a health journey right now, which has been great for me. I'm not calling it a weight loss journey. And also, I want to say I'm very flattered anytime anyone gives me a compliment, but I am kind of over the, oh, you've clearly lost weight comments. Like, you know, I think I can be cute at any size. So I think that people need to stop commenting on women's weights, period. So I'm just going to throw that out there. But I do appreciate that I'm getting lots of compliments on like my Instagram and stuff right now.
That's going to happen. That's just a normal reaction that people have.
Yeah, it's just kind of an outdated one. It's one of those things that, like, it's 2024. Let's outdated stop commenting on women's weight. You
it's
know,
a natural reaction. So, you know, it's like when you see someone that you haven't seen in a while and they look different in whatever capacity. It's the first thing you comment on, right? Oh, you look so good. It's been so long. It's like the first thing people say.
Oh, that's a great. But I love that. You look so great. That's a great compliment.
Yeah, but I mean,
you don't need to follow it up with, you've clearly become less of a fatty.
Many people will. And that's what my point is. It just kind of rolls into that. It's like a very natural knee jerk thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, comment on somebody's appearance.
Yeah,
it's normal, I guess. I don't know.
So, anyway, I'm feeling really good though. Like, obviously, it has nothing to do with the weight either. It has everything to do with feeling accomplished. I feel very accomplished right now.
You and I have had this conversation for a long time about all this stuff, about how much it does for you to feel better and to, you know, to exercise and just be eating differently. And it's good for you mentally. More than anything, it's a mental thing.
Yeah, it is. I feel a lot of mental clarity. That's absolutely what it is. I felt very foggy heading into the new year. I was like, I just don't feel good. I'm tired. Tired all the time. My sex drive was way down, which for me is almost unheard of.
Well, it's biology.
So maybe that's what it was. It was like, man, I don't want to fuck as often. Now this is my motivation to get my shit together.
Yeah, for sure. It's different. There's no doubt about it. Confidence in yourself really does have everything to do with that outward confidence, right? If you're feeling good, you feel energized and you feel sexy and obviously you want to fucking throw it out there, which you've been doing.
Yeah, I also think like libido is just so tied to your overall health though. 1,000%. If you're not feeling good, if you're feeling sluggish, you're not going to want to fuck. It has nothing to do with the way that you look or, you know, your confidence in terms of being naked with somebody else. It has everything to do with if you wake up in the morning and you're sluggish and you're tired and you're annoyed.
Dragging your ass out of bed.
That's not sexy. Nope. Nobody likes to feel that way.
No, absolutely not.
So I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah, we got good things. We have a lot fucking happening. We are 2 days out from heading out to LA, and then we head out to Denver the following day. We've got events in LA and Denver within 48 hours of each other. And we got a whole lot of shit going on. You just had a play date yesterday. I have one today.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about my play date. I'm not going to obviously go into detail about it, but what is very interesting is, so I saw Yusuf last night, who we've talked about on the podcast several times before, and I've always really kind of topped him, but we're both switching. dishes. And last night, I was not planning on topping him. I was just planning on playing with him and kind of reconnecting because we haven't seen each other in so long. And we ended up having this very interesting back and forth with each other where we were like switching mid-play. Like there was one moment where I'm choking him and then he starts choking me and then I'm slapping his face and then he's slapping my tits. And I'm like, this is kind of fucking hot. I wouldn't think that I would be into that, but it's kind of like a new fantasy unlocked thing for me.
No, I could see that. I mean, again, it's a unique situation that you've found yourself in with Yusuf, I think, given, you know, your other regular play partners.
Well, I've also never played with a switch before. I've always played with submissive people or dominant people. Yeah. It's never, I'm the only switch that I've ever known. There's, I mean, in person.
Just the one guy back in Montana was kind of, he was on that, he was kind, on the edge of
kind
switch.
Of sorta, but he was way more submissive leaning.
Yeah, he definitely had this, a submissive bend, no doubt.
And I think with Yusuf and I, we really do have this interesting energy that's being transferred between the two of us where it's like, it could go either way. And it did last night. And it switched literally within like 5 minutes. 5 minutes of me topping, 5 minutes of him topping. So I'm really excited to talk about that on a later episode and kind of delve into it because I don't think I've even completely unpacked what happened last night because it was just so interesting and unique for me.
Yeah, those are situations. It's like, you know, you have to wonder, you know, is that something I want more of? And if so, how do I?
Oh, I want more. Oh, trust me, I want fucking more.
Yeah, there's just. There's so many different layers to that because it's not the norm at this point or hasn't been the norm, you know, as of late anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to talk about we got a message on Instagram that has spurred some interesting conversation between the two of us.
Yeah.
And so basically this woman reached out. She is a newer listener. She's only been listening for a few weeks. She's like 15 episodes in, which that's a lot of us in 2 weeks. So I appreciate that so much.
Good for you, sister. No way.
And she was like, you know, we're brand new to the lifestyle. So do you mind if I ask a question? I said, absolutely. And she goes, it seems from listening to the show that both you and Brian appreciate somebody else being, she used the word aggressor, being the aggressor, which I understand. I don't love the word. I'm trying to think of another better word and I can't really come up with one, but
it's, you know, just someone that's a bit more forward in situations of, you know, related to the lifestyle, someone who's definitely going to take the first step.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of like a noun that means the same as aggressor. Yeah. That's not quite as creepy. And I can't think of one. Yeah, that's problem.
Yeah. I'm sure she didn't mean to be creepy.
No. But yeah. I'm saying I even use that word and it's like, oh, I don't like that word, but what's a better word? I don't fucking know. But anyway, the point is, you and I both are a little bit more like, well, we both really appreciate another person being the one to come up and kind of start the action, or at the very least, let us know that they're interested.
For me, it's a non-starter.
And she was talking about how like they only play as a couple. They've only played with one couple at this point, and neither of them are very forward people. And she's like, I don't know how we handle that situation.
Well, she said they're shy, right?
They're both very shy. They're both very laid back, and she doesn't see a point in which they're both going to be, you know, more confident and more like, I don't even want to use the word confident because I'm not sure that that's the right word to use.
They're just introverted is what they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And so she's like, how do you guys make that work? And it's like, for us, that's one of the reasons that we do play separately. That's one of the major...
Just one, but yes.
That's one of many. But yes, that is a major reason that we do choose to play separately because you appreciate a woman or a person in general that can come up to you and be like, hey, I'm interested.
It's not an option.
I need that. I need that in a person. I am not the one that's ever going to go up and say the first thing, you know, out of my mouth is going to be, oh my God, I'm so attracted to you. We should make this happen.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, I do feel for couples that play together and are in their situation because I'm sure there's a lot of them. And sure, that's one of the benefits to behaving how you and I do in the lifestyle.
Well, also having, you know, when you're talking about a couple, you need a little bit of that yin and yang, right? You need someone who is a bit more forward and outgoing and more extroverted.
Well, we talked about that too, because if you have two of those, because we have some friends and I love them. I'm not shitting on them at all.
They're the best.
But they are fucking extra, man. They
high
are
energy.
Both so forward, so direct, so just kind of in your face.
Yeah.
And
but they're fun. They're just
they're so much fun.
When they're together, they're so much energy. It's like, holy shit, you guys are like a tornado.
But they've told us that they kind of struggle with people being like, wow, you're a lot. And again, I don't think you should ever tone down who you are. As long as you're being respectful, you do your fucking thing and you'll eventually find your people either way. But yeah, when you have two of those people in a relationship and they're playing with couples and seeking out couples together, I could see how that could be a lot too. So I think the perfect balance in the lifestyle is one person who's a lot more forward, the other person being a lot more laid back.
Yeah, you've got to have a little bit
and balancing each other out. But if you're not in that situation, you just have to understand that you're probably going to have fewer opportunities and that just kind of has to be okay.
Yeah, you've got to know that if that is the way you're going to approach the space, that there will be times where you will likely not engage with people. And that just has to be part of the process.
One thing you and I talked about this morning that I thought was so funny is like, if you and I didn't know each other and we were both at a lifestyle event, there's literally no chance in how we would end up together
that night.
We would never play together.
Someone would have to introduce us or something. We would never have approached. I don't think it would happen.
Think about it. Someone introduces us, we're attracted to each other, but neither of us is going to be the first one to be like, hey, I find you attractive. That's not going to happen.
No way.
And I think we've just kind of like accepted that about ourselves. In fact, I've started communicating that to people. Like if they reach out and are like, hey, are you ever interested in playing? If I'm interested, I'll tell them, yes, I'm interested. But when we're in the same environment, you have to be the one to pull the trigger. You have to be the one to, at the very least, give me a glaring green light. Well, because if you don't, I am not that person. I'm just not going to do it. I've accepted that about myself. I've had a lot of people tell me like, oh, you probably have missed out on so many opportunities.
I don't think so.
I mean,
I have a lot of fun.
So I'm not hurting for play.
But if people will say that to me too, but I've known that about myself my entire life. I've never been that guy ever. Never. I've never picked up a woman in a bar. That's just never a fucking thing. I lived in a unique life and didn't have to do that, and it wasn't a necessity, and it wasn't on my radar. I will not do that. So for me, if there isn't some very obvious interest, it will never happen. And the people that say, oh, but think about how much you've missed out. Well, have I really missed out on it if I didn't know it was available? Probably not. Yeah. You know, and I'm pretty satiated. I'm not really fucking worked up over it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I get it. It's a unique space to be for people particularly who are new. And I think there's a misconception, like probably for people like that, for that couple that reached out to you, or the gal that reached out to you as part of a couple, there's probably some idea. Well, we know there's an idea that people think that this is just a big frenzy and everyone just is always engaging with one another. Yeah, listen, there are wallflowers, man. There are people who are less extroverted, who need a little bit of, you know, they need a shot in the arm to know that it's going to be okay to talk to people. And it also, what kind of profession are you in? What kind of a adult life outside of the lifestyle do you live? Are you someone who's in sales, in which case you're probably more outgoing? Or are you not? Are you in a cubicle somewhere and you're not really coming in contact with a lot of people? Or are you maybe just naturally socially awkward?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with social awkwardness for me. No. I was in sales. I'm very outgoing. No. I talk to everyone when we go to these parties. I think for me, that's actually a downfall, because just because I'm super, super friendly with someone doesn't mean I want to play with them. And just because I'm not...
That's the other problem.
Yeah, well, so anyway, my point is, for me, it has absolutely nothing to do with the ways that I interact with people. It has everything to do with my attraction to people.
Yeah.
I am attracted to a man who can walk up to me and let his fucking interest be known. Not in a creepy way, not in an overly forward way, not in a way where it's, you know, verging on non-consensual, but I need a man who can take fucking charge.
Yeah, see, that's not... You and I have differing views on this. I'm not ever going to do that. But at the same time, I am going to be in the room and my presence will be known, but I am not going to make myself... I play that I'm available but never attainable routine, because I am not about to put myself in the midst of that. I'm not going to walk up to someone, doesn't matter who they are, and outwardly show them that kind of interest. That's just never going to happen. So if it doesn't... I'm the lazy outfielder. I am not chasing that fucking ball. But I'll put my glove up, and if it lands in the glove, I'll play ball.
Yeah, we're both kind of the same way in that. And we have gotten some kind of, not backlash, but people have reached out giving us feedback on how we operate within the lifestyle.
I don't need feedback.
At some point, you have to just understand, like, we understand who we are as people, as lifestylers. We know ourselves very, very well. We know that there are certain limitations in the way that we operate within the lifestyle. And we're okay with that because we still have a lot of fucking fun.
Well, listen, we have more fun than most. But here's the part I think that people really do... I think there's that misconception, right? Like I was talking about this new couple. We are exactly the way we are in the lifestyle as we are in normative life. There's no one's putting on airs. There's no acting. There's no pretending. There's no behaving differently. When you meet me in person in the real world, I am the exact same person. I am not going to be overly gregarious. I'm not the loudest person in the room. I'm quite frankly the quietest one in most rooms. I am not going to make a fucking scene. I'm just not that person. So for me, if you behave like yourself, you know, I think you really will get further in the space over time, because again, You're not forcing something.
Well, that was my advice to that. Not advice. I fucking hate that word. But that was my feedback to them is like, you're eventually going to find people that make sense for you. There are people out there that appreciate somebody who's a little bit more laid back and a little bit more, you know, not as likely to come up and be in your face. That's appreciated by a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
And you're just going to have to be patient and wait until you find those people. For me, I need an aggressor. I need somebody who is going to come up and say, hey, you're hot. If you're interested in this cock, you should have it tonight. That's what turns me on, and I'm not going to apologize.
Well, you
for
heard
it.
It here, folks. That's how you get to
that is how it works. Now, you have to be okay with me saying no thank you.
Yeah.
So I get it. There is some fear of rejection. I understand that.
Yeah.
But if you want me, that's what you're going to have to fucking do absolutely. Because that is what turns me on. That energy is what makes this pussy fucking wet, and I'm not apologizing for it.
No, nor should you. Everybody's different. You know, everyone's going to have to kind of, you know, water seeks its own level. They'll find their footing. You know, and certainly don't do what we do. I never tell anybody to do what we do or do what I do. That's not a good fucking idea.
No, you have to find your own path. Forge your own path in this space that you have to fucking do that.
It was literally the conversation I was having yesterday with somebody. It's, you know, there in this space, there's just levels of experience. And with experience comes knowledge, you know, and like anything, the more you've done something, the better you should be getting at it. And you'll find your fucking way.
I would hope so. It doesn't always work that way for me. You know how many times I've tried to snowboard? Like 72 times.
Well, you're just not my sport. Just fucking clumsy. Your middle name is not Grace. We already know
it is
that.
Certainly not.
No, ma'am. You trip over your own fucking feet.
Well, so do some of the people that have been reaching out to us recently, and I am dying to share worst of the week this week. We agreed unanimously that you won last week. I think you're probably going to win again this week.
You've got no shot this week.
Because obviously we're recording this ahead of time, so I've only had a few days to compile the ridiculousness, and mine's really not that bad.
Listen,
but
I don't need days. It's literally minutes at this point. It's minutes. And I'm going to read you off a couple today because I have so many that...
No, you have to pick one to go up against mine.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not going to matter. I'm going to beat you anyway.
Okay, so let me read mine first then.
It's truly irrelevant at this point.
Okay, so mine is... funny. Actually, now that I'm reading it, it's so ridiculous that it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Have you ever considered growing out your pubes? I love to take magic carpet rides.
Oh, that's hilarious. But what's funny is I got something similar to that from a guy who I was actually communicating with, very fucking normal seemingly, you know, and it was going well. And he's like, hey, I notice in your pictures, you're completely smooth, which I am. I have no body hair. I fucking hate body hair on me.
You shave everything, legs, arms, everything.
I don't mind it on other men. I don't like it on me.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, absolutely. He goes, well, would you consider growing out your armpit hair? I'm like, fuck no. I haven't had armpit hair since I was in the eighth grade.
I couldn't even imagine you having armpit hair.
Not a fucking chance.
Well, it's kind of a trend. It's a trend right now, just in general. Like, I think pubic hair, for whatever fucking reason, is like a fashion trend.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
it goes through like ebbs and flows just like any other
like
fashion trend.
Yeah. They're okay once in a while, but we don't need them every day.
But right now it's like that trend of a little bit of hair down there is really, really sexy. And that's awesome. I am not going to do that. I do not like pubic hair on myself at
not
all.
Not on me.
Even after a day, I'm like, this is stubbly and gross. I have to get rid of it.
I don't mind it. Trimmed and, you know, neat and stuff on other people. When I say I don't like body hair, I don't like it on me. It makes me feel dirty.
What about like full on bushes though? Is that different for you?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
One time that I can remember in the last 20 something years, No, that's not true. I told you about college when I was in college. It happened to me in college. I went out on a date with the aerobic instructor from the school. She taught the aerobic classes. Yeah. She was fucking smoking hot. We got back to my apartment and she was kind of a naturalist. And I don't know what the fuck that was, you know, fucking dumb kid from Jersey moved to fucking Georgia. Fuck do I know about naturalist? She didn't shave anything. It got weird.
Which is totally fine. It's not weird. You can do whatever the fuck you want with your body hair.
For
me personally, I could not go down on a woman or a man with full on bush.
Well, like I said, I really do it. Maybe it's because of my age. I don't know. I appreciate a little bit of neatly trimmed pubic hair. I'm good either way. Not on me. It makes me feel weird.
No, but there's a difference between neatly trimmed and full on natural bush.
Yeah, no, that's a bit much.
Again, I'm not judging. I'm not shitting on anyone. You do your fucking thing, but I am not going down on you if it's a fucking jungle down there. I can't do it.
It's tough for me. Okay, so I'm just going to read through some of these. You can decide which one you think is the worst.
No,
okay?
You have to pick the worst to go up against mine.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm going to beat you anyway. Okay. It truly doesn't matter. We'll just go with the flow here. Okay. Interested in, once again, out of the gate, no warm up, no fucking, I told you, no reach around, no patting on the ass, no nothing. This is straight out of the fucking chute. I'm interested in an ongoing situation where you could teach me how to suck and get fucked. First line. I'm looking for someone older than myself who is hung, and if interested, please respond and let me know how you want to train me.
I don't really see that as all that bad. I don't understand what the issue is. What's the issue?
We have never had a conversation about anything.
Yeah.
I don't know this
comparatively
person.
To the other ones you've read, I feel like that is so minor. Okay. I get shit like that all the time.
Okay. How about the undie drawer guy? You want to talk about the undie drawer guy?
Yeah, now I do. Let's hear it.
Are you looking to make room in your undie drawer? I would like to have your dirty underwear.
Oh, no.
Old, worn undies are my thing. If you're going to toss them out, I'd love them. No boxers. Looking for briefs, thongs, and jocks. Hit me up if you're interested.
Okay, that is horrible. Okay? That one's horrible.
That was this morning, by the way.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. Have you ever worn a thong?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you like it?
I got dressed for drag.
That doesn't mean shit.
I had a thong on. I had the thong, the dress, the thighs. You saw the pictures.
How does that work for a man?
Not Especially easy. You, I'm hanging all out of the
I
thing.
I was going to say, you
mess.
Have a nice big old cock M ball. So how the fuck did they fit in that?
Well, it was part of the joke, really. Because
it was hanging out
when
all
I got
over.
Undressed, I got the dress off, fucking everything, you know, twigs and berries hanging out. I'm on fucking main stage in a fucking strip club in Texas, you know. So I did stage rotation like that in four clubs. We raised 10 grand. I was balls out all over fucking DFW.
I don't know how that works for men. The whole thong thing, yeah.
And it was like a silver lame. It wasn't good. It chafed. It definitely chafed.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm not done yet. Hold it.
Oh, okay.
How about sub wanting to serve you? Okay. First of all, it's hi, sir. I'm 24. I would like to get my face fucked and be humiliated by you. Again, I don't know you. We don't know each other. You know, we have no rapport with one another. Let me know how you'll use me, sir. That was it.
Yeah. I mean, the first one and the third one, I'm so used to from being on the kink sites that one doesn't even make me really blink an eye. That is so, I mean, the number of
We're not done yet. Oh, we're not done yet.
No, we can be done. I'm done. I'm done with the shitty messages.
No.
Truly.
Listen, this is the one you need to hear.
Okay.
Why didn't you start
with this one then?
No, this is the crescendo. If you wanted to hear the worst one, here it is.
Okay.
Succulent siphoning session. Is there any more you need to hear?
What is siphoning?
Oh, well, let me get to it. I would like you to thrust your hips in and out. I'll move my head up and down and all around, applying vacuuming, pulling motions, and you explode with your sexual ecstasy in my mouth.
That's pretty bad. I will give him points for
creativity.
Those are some big words. I didn't even know what siphoning meant. So yeah,
siphoning, like you siphon gas. Clearly wants to siphon it out of my cock. Don't know you, sir. We have never had.
I thought maybe it was like one of those Urban Dictionary terms, like a weird sex act or something.
No. When you siphon gas from a gas tank, you know.
No, I get it now. I'm just saying. Yeah. I thought it had like a double entendre meaning.
No. He absolutely meant it.
He literally just wants to suck cum out of your cock.
Precisely what he's looking to do.
I mean, that's pretty bad.
This is the kind of shit that I get on an hourly basis. This isn't a daily or
I don't understand your issue with the first one, to be honest. I have to push back on that one. It's not that bad. I understand.
We've not had a correspondence. How about good afternoon? How are you? I'm so-and-so. What are you interested in?
I appreciate when people get right to the fucking point like that, only because if I'm not interested, it allows me to weed them out immediately.
No, listen, also understand, there are no pictures attached.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no way you would ever know. Of all the messages that I get over the course of a week, there's maybe three with profile pictures.
Well, you win this week, hands down, because As I'm sitting here thinking about this, I'm like, the magic carpet ride was kind of fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious.
I'm not going to play with him. No, I'm certainly not going to grow out my pubes for somebody else, but it's kind of fucking hilarious.
No, but that's fucking great. I mean, at least it's comical. Like, that's fucking hilarious. Good for him for having the fucking balls to throw that out there.
I mean, I'm going to use
that term.
His balls won't be anywhere near me thanks to that message, but it's kind of fucking funny.
No, but it's definitely something worth reciting. You know, kind of like soft wormhole has kind of grown into its own thing, you know? Magical carpet ride certainly has a...
Soft wormhole guy is my new best friend. I just got a message about it
the other day. Someone texted me about it, private messaged me about it. It's fucking hilarious. I never did hear back from that guy. So anyway, that's the kind of shit that I get.
Well, that actually kind of leads me into my single guy tip of the week, because I think that there are a lot of single men out there that okay, so they've been in vanilla relationships, right? They have been in what I would assume are monogamous relationships with women that are maybe not quite as sexually adventurous as you're going to find in the lifestyle. And I think by trying to get into the lifestyle, they assume that that means we're all a bunch of freaks that are all down for the exact same things.
Right.
And you really have to be understanding as a single guy that just like any other area of life, hot wives come in one of a million different varieties.
It's interesting. I was just dealing with this today.
Yeah, I get it a ton. I get, for example, I had a hot wife that I played with 6 months ago, and she was really into this one particular thing.
Right.
So I'm assuming you're also going to be into that one particular thing. And it's like, yeah, we're not all the fucking same. We all have our own desires. This is not a cookie cutter thing. You really do have to communicate well to understand. Again, if that is for, this is the one that just came up on the kink site and made me think of the single guy tip. This guy reaches out, says that he was playing with a hot wife before, and her whole thing was staging really intricate videos for her husband.
Right.
Like she would do costumes and, you know, she had like a green screen and it was like the whole fucking nine yards.
Yeah.
And this single guy really got into that. And he was like, you know, I went out and bought a green screen and I really know how to use phones and I'm not interested in like being on your OnlyFans or anything like that. I know you have one, but I am interested in making those videos for me and for your husband. Mm. And I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. I am so not into that. That is work to me. That is not fun time.
No.
I completely respect and understand how that could be somebody else's fantasy and something that really gets them going.
Yeah.
And that's fucking awesome, but you can't just assume every hot wife is into the same thing because you had that one experience. In fact, I would argue most of the hot wives I know would not be into that because it's like, again, it becomes this production. It becomes
about work.
It also takes away from their connection with their partner, right? Like if you're going through all of this work and the costumes and everything, for me, the most important thing, we talked about this recently and have for a very long time, your and my reconnection is what makes me excited about the hot wife lifestyle.
Like last night. Yeah.
It's not just about fucking other people. And if fucking other people becomes so much fucking effort like that, then I'm out. It's not fun.
Yeah. What basically, listen, that's cool. If that's your thing, fucking ride it till the fucking wheels come off. Go crazy. For me, there's absolutely no chance that I would ever do anything like that. It's simply not for me.
Right.
And when I think of, and conversely, if you were to tell me that that was something you were planning to do with a single guy, I would have checked out of that. Like that wouldn't have any reconnective value for you and I.
Right.
You know, last night we had reconnective value, right?
It
you
was
got
hot.
Straight fucked dick down. I came home and within 5 minutes, you and I are hot and heavy and just tearing it up.
Did I even change? I don't think so. No,
you change anything. I got undressed in our bedroom, which I rarely do, but just threw my clothes on the fucking floor. So, yeah, it's a very, you know, listen, it's unique. So from the single guy's perspective, yeah, don't think that everyone is going to be the same way. All hot wife couples and all hot wives don't play the same. And it's literally a conversation that was happening, this thread I was on, that someone who is not a guy, obviously, partnered guy, not a hot wife couple or part of a hot wife couple, trying to explain to someone how hot wifing and cuckolding are similar and this is what it really is and this is what it means to be a hot wife. You don't have a fucking clue because there isn't just one way to skin that cat.
Right.
Right? We don't play together. We play completely separately. Well, some people are in the room. So some husbands are in the room.
Yeah.
Some husbands want to see the green screen deal. It could
That's
go any way.
I also hate when men reach out. Like they'll reach out to me on my personal Cassidy profile or on my kink profile. And because it lists me as a hot wife, like that's the first thing that people see on there. They'll say things like, oh, I'd love to put on a show for your man. And it's like, just because you've done that in the past with other hot wives or just because you've seen a porn where that's happening right. doesn't mean that that's what I'm into. You should reach out and ask. Now, if that is only what you're into, that's a different story. But that's also how it's all in the approach. You could very easily say, my thing is this.
Or my experience
I don't
has been.
Know if this is what you're into, but this is what I'm into. And then I can say, I don't think we're compatible. You're looking to put on a show and I'm not.
Yeah, or
and
hey,
you can move along the road and find somebody that makes more sense for you.
Yeah, or hey, this has been my experience in the hot wife space. Is this something you're into?
Well, right. But what I'm saying is if that is his kink as a single guy.
Then you need to make that clear.
Then you need to make it clear. But you also need to understand that you're not going to net every single person you reach out to with that approach. We don't all behave the same way.
Well, but also, again, goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's experience, right? You're a single dude. You're in the lifestyle. You're enjoying yourself. You've played with one particular couple at this point, maybe a maybe two, and it's a similar kind of process. Well, if you're in the space long enough, you're going to come up against a couple or a hot wife, for example, who doesn't play that way, and you're going to either be okay with that or you're not, and then that particular situation isn't for you. So it really is an experiential thing, right? That's just what this guy has found. He dug it. He thought it was cool. Okay, and if it works for you, great, but you're not going to find that in a lot of places, and it's not the norm, and it certainly isn't going to be, it's the exception, I would say.
It's a niche within a niche within a niche, and you're going to have to be patient in finding somebody who is into that same scenario. Yeah. If that is truly what you want, that's fucking awesome. I talk constantly. Have standards. Yeah. Have things that you are going to stand behind in this space. Just because you're a single guy doesn't mean you have to acquiesce to what everyone else wants.
Nope.
But you also have to be understanding that you might have to be patient. That's kind of a different type of play than most people are into.
Yeah. So single guy tip of the week is patience and understanding that not everyone plays the same.
Don't treat us all like cookie cutter hot wives. Yeah. This is not a cookie cutter space. If you are a single man, you have to be understanding that you are going to come in contact probably, if you're successful in any way, shape, or form, with a lot of different types of people and a lot of different play dynamics, and that has to be okay with you.
Yeah. You're going to have to know it going in that you are, on some level, you know, not going to be playing the same way all the time, unless that's what you're truly seeking out, in which case, you know, you're going to have to do your homework.
And be patient.
And be patient.
I have been patient for long enough, sir, because I need
to hear these all the dirty fucking details.
I have to hear it. I've been waiting for literally 2.5 weeks now, probably.
Yeah.
It's time. So okay. I want to hear the hot, naughty bar story, and I'm sure our listeners do too, so we're going to get to that very shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to the partners of the French Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of FPS is brought to you by Viya. Don't let spring cleaning fool you. There's always space to add a little something extra in the bedroom. And it's no secret that consuming a little bit of THC can help set the mood. I think it's especially important, though, to make sure your dosage is right on your THC, especially if it's going to be for bedroom playtime,
for sure.
Which is why I absolutely love Viya, because they have a ton of different options on their site for different dosages, different combinations of THC and CBD and CBN. There's so much that you can do now with these products. And Viya knows that, which is why they have so many different options. You can really go in and customize your personal experience. I personally love their High Love product, which combines a very low dosage of THC with aphrodisiac ingredients so that everything is just amplified when it comes to your bedroom time.
Yeah, it's that euphoric kind of feeling. And there is the law of diminishing returns, right? Too much is just not great for me. And it's just the right amount.
Yeah, for me, it's about the relaxation. It's about being able to clear my mind and really just focus on you or whomever I'm in the bedroom with.
Right.
And this product is absolutely perfect for that. Viya also offers a wide array of other gummies with and without THC, each with their own unique strength and effects catered to your routines. And the best part, Viya is legal in all 50 states. You can ship it there discreetly, directly to your door with no medical card required. So if you're 21 and over, you can get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC plus CBN sleep gummies with our exclusive code FPS at viahemp.com. That's viahemp.com, viahemp.com. Again, use promo code FPS for 15% off and a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC sleep gummies. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by Shameless Care. Did you guys know that there's a lot of people that struggle with ED in the lifestyle?
Yes.
Because there's a shit ton of people. And a lot of times it's because of nerves or because you're in these very, you know, unique circumstances, places that you haven't been, people that you've never met before.
High anxiety.
Yeah. I mean, that really can impact your performance. And nobody wants to get into a situation with somebody brand new and not be able to perform. Shameless Care has you covered, because not only do they have ED medication that can be shipped directly and discreetly to your door, but you can also do it with no doctor's visits. Yeah. Everything is online. All you have to do is fill out an intake form, and if accepted, you're going to have it shipped discreetly to your door, fast and quick, allowing you to have as much fun in the lifestyle as possible. And right now, listeners of our show can get a discount. If you go to shamelesscare.com and use promo code FPS, you're going to get $30 off your first month of ED medication. That's crazy, making it so affordable.
No reason not to do it, and it's just great to have. It really is. It just gives you that feeling of confidence in certain situations, especially in a lifestyle.
Yeah, walk with that swagger in your step, knowing you got some ED medication in your pocket ready to go. Again, that's shamelesscare.com. Use code FPS at checkout for $30 off. Did you guys know we were going to our first ever Exotica? I could not be more excited.
How fucking pumped am I for that? It's going to be so much fucking fun. I am so excited to get into that adult entertainment environment again. I'm so fucking, so happy to do it.
We are going to be there in Chicago for the next Exotica, which is happening April 12th through the 15th. We're going to do a little meet and greet on Friday, and we're also going to be giving away some tickets. You do have to be following us on X to be able to be qualified for those. So go find us there at FP Swingers and shoot us a DM. We'll get you in the running, the drawing for some free tickets. Yeah. But yeah, we would love to just meet as many of you as possible there. Like you said, we have two booths, one for Front Porch Swingers and one for my Sin City Hot Wife, my naughty booth. So we're going to have a big presence there. And we're so excited to meet a bunch of you at Exotica Chicago. So I need to hear. It's time.
It's funny.
You've had me waiting long enough, sir.
This, and I was literally just texting with Jade this morning. She texted me good morning, told her it might likely be talking about this. And it's like she's still, we're still talking about this experience because it was just unique, obviously, for us. It was just, and it was fun. It's not something that we get to do, that we do often. And we, you know, she needs to be very careful with, you know, what she's doing in public kind of thing. So
yeah, she has a pretty adult job. Let's just say that. She has a very professional career.
She's an adult. And this is like...
Unlike us.
Like fucking children. And so this is, it was really unique and it was a little... I don't want to say like it was there was any trepidation necessarily.
Well, I want to talk about that too, because I was actually the one that came up with the idea. I dropped it on a bonus episode because when the last time you talked about Jade and the time that you played with her previous to this, you guys played in the car.
Yes.
And I...
Well, in her garage, of course.
Yes, so, yes. Yeah. But she created this whole scenario for you and then you guys played on the stairs and it was just a very unique thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, now it's your turn to plan something for her.
Yes.
And on the bonus episode, I was like, I think you should do something kind of public and you know, maybe ask her about her panties if she's wearing any. And I was like, there's no fucking way this is actually going to happen.
Oh, no,
because you're not usually that guy unless it's with me.
Yeah. And I also didn't want to put her in an awkward, uncomfortable situation. And while, again, we are very familiar with one another, we've been seeing each other for almost 2 years. This is the first time we've done anything quite like this. And I didn't go into detail with her. I didn't ask her. I probably need to. I don't know that this is something that she would ever normally do.
I would assume not.
You know, it's like probably not. And she was definitely out of her comfort zone, which I really enjoyed. And because it was super fucking hot. And then by the time we got back to the house, it was fucking on. So here's how this thing breaks down. You and I had this conversation, right? So I reach out to her and we had a plan to meet. We were going to meet on whatever the particular day was. And it worked out really well because it was a Saturday. We don't normally see each other on a Saturday.
Right.
And so we had the opportunity to meet earlier and I wanted a little bit of extra time, obviously, because I had some shit planned. And so I said, hey, let's meet at 2:00. I said, I'm going to pick you up. And so you should probably have on a dress and some really sexy panties. And that was pretty much all the information I gave her, right? So I drive over, and I already knew where we were going to go, and there happens to be a place new, very close to where she lives, to her house. And so I go pick her up, ring the doorbell. Of course, I have to play with the dog for about 10 minutes. You know, that's got to happen.
Of course.
And she is in this very sexy dress, and I didn't check to see if she had sexy panties on. I assumed that she did. So we sat down on the couch for a few minutes while I was playing with
good
the dog.
Good thing she's classier than me, because I never wear panties with dress. I'm wearing a dress right now, and I'm not wearing panties.
We're just recording. So we sit down on the couch, play with the dog a little bit, catch up. And I was like, okay, let's go. We're getting out of here. So get in the car, just drive literally around the block and go into this bar restaurant. And it's a big fucking place. I'd never been inside of it before. And so when we walk in, and it was like her first time in there too, I was like, holy shit, this place is like big and it's wide fucking open.
Oh,
like,
no.
Wide open. So it's a giant bar, TVs everywhere. There's some dining tables on the left when you walk in. And on the right-hand side, it's actually very cool. It's a sports bar kind of concept. And there's a lot of the gaming sports bars here in Vegas. It's big. And on the right-hand side is this wide open space with comfortable chairs. You know, the kind of chairs, leather chairs you'd have in your living room. You
know, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. But it's wide fucking open.
Right.
You're not getting away with anything in there. And the whole fucking wall, three stories, is covered in fucking TVs. So it's not like, you know, I mean, it's lit up like high noon in there. Well, on the back side of the bar is a patio, and the bar extends into that, and it was a really nice day. Now, the patio is enclosed, and fortunately, there was nobody out there. So that part of the building was the most, like, secluded and least populated, okay?
She didn't know you had any of these plans, right? This was all kind of a surprise?
Nope, she didn't know.
Okay.
All I told her was dress and sexy panties. That was it.
Okay.
So we go around to the backside of the bar. We sit there because, there, as I said, there was no one there. And it's a big fucking bar. It's like a, it's a rectangle. And it's probably 50 foot by 25 foot. It's big. So we were on the, you know, on the backside. It's about 25 feet long. There was probably 10 bar stools there. But we were the only ones. And the bartender is the only person that could potentially see us. Okay, because the people sitting at the bar were far enough away. There's no way they could have.
Okay,
only the bartender could have seen us, and potentially the server because it was kind of near the pickup well. So anyway, we sit down and order a drink. I order a drink, and we're just chatting, just bullshitting, and I'm rubbing her leg, and she's got her hand on my leg, and this is all very, you know, very normal for us, very innocent. And she kisses. We kissed a little bit at the, you know, while we were sitting there. And I very slowly start to move my hand up her dress, making sure, of course, that nobody can see this, right? So she kind of realizes pretty quickly what's happening. And I'm just touching her a little bit and again, rubbing on the inside of her thigh, and we're kissing a little bit. And finally, I said, you know, you should probably go to the restroom and bring me your panties. So
fucking hot.
And you know, Jade, she's like, okay, for sure. She hops off the stool, literally hops off the stool because she's about 4'11", and takes off to the restroom. And, you know, a couple of minutes later, she comes back, panties in her hand. She sits down and puts the panties in my hand. So she's got nothing on.
Oh, God.
So now, again, we're sitting there and I'm being real careful, man, because the entrance to the bar for the servers is right in front of us.
Yeah.
It's like right there. And I'm making sure that I'm not, you know, just being offensive to everyone in the fucking room.
Right.
So hand on her leg, and I'm just scooting it up her thigh a little bit so I can get real good access. And, you know, Jade, the trooper that she is, she just kind of moves her left leg over a little bit and gives me just that much better access.
What a naughty girl.
She is a trooper. So now I'm just touching her pussy a little bit. And I'm being very careful because, again, the bartender could just pop on over. The server could just pop on over. And they're in the middle of fucking shift change right now.
Oh, God. So there's a bunch of them. Yeah.
They're counting the drawer down. So there's two bartenders back there. I'm like, fuck, this is going to get weird. So just a little light kissing. And I'm just
touching. There any conversation you're having during this?
What are you guys
saying to each other?
Well, if you're looking from the outside, we're just having a normal conversation. And we were on some level. Because I really
You're talking about like her dog while you're...
No, we're just talking about like we're just catching up.
Because we've seen each other. How's work been as you're fingering her?
Almost. For a little bit of it. Because there are people standing around and I don't want to just be like, you know, really fucking, you know, out there. So I'm still touching her pussy and touching her leg and we're kissing a little bit. And we were talking about day-to-day shit. And finally I was like, so... why don't you move this way or one particular way? And so I had my hand underneath like her left thigh kind of thing. And with my thumb, I'm rubbing her pussy a little bit. You know? So we're again.
The benefits to having big manly hands too.
I was really,
well, I mean, she's tiny.
She's so tiny. Yeah. I put her whole ass in my hand. And so this is going on for, you know, we're there for 30 minutes, maybe more. You know, I'm finishing my drink. She's finishing hers. By the time these guys wrap up, it was really interesting. They were busy literally doing shift change. So they weren't paying attention to us for the most part. So I was really like, I had some access to her for a while. You know what I mean? I got both hands at one point on one leg, one hand on one leg, one on the other. And, you know, I'm just rubbing her pussy and she's getting wet and it's really fucking hot. So again, about 30 or 45 minutes, I'm ready to get the fuck out of there.
That's pretty fucking, that's a lot of self-restraint. There's no way in hell I could have someone rubbing my pussy for 40 minutes and not want their cock.
Mainly because we had to wait for them to finish. They couldn't close me out. So it worked out kind of well.
It's like there was extra nothing
you
teasing,
could do. Yeah, there was nothing you could do. So now I have her panties and they were, I kind of stuffed them underneath my leg. We stood up, I put them in my pocket. So I have them.
So fucking hot. Were you just like walking like a fucking badass to the parking lot with this hot woman's panties in your pocket?
As we're leaving, we're walking out the door. And again, this place is fucking big and it's wide open. So that you can, you know, no matter where you're sitting in this place, you can see the front door. So we go out and I waited till we got outside, of course. And now I'm just kind of rubbing on her ass a little bit as we're walking to the car. And she, you know, she's holding my hand and I'm rubbing her ass. And in the car we get. And my thought was, well, shit, I can play with her pussy while we're in the car. But she lives so fucking close. It was like, it's literally across the street. I'm like,
just drive as fast as possible.
I'm just running to the house. Get over there, get inside. And I start taking my shoes off. I sit down on the couch, take my shoes off. I said, you need to get upstairs and get naked. I will be right there. And she just runs up the stairs. This wasn't going to take long. All she had on was the dress and shoes. That was pretty much it. So I take my shoes off. I get my shit off. Upstairs I go. She's already naked and in bed. And man, I'm here to tell you, I am, first of all, I'm rock fucking hard because of what has just happened, okay? It's so unique for me and so unique for she and I because we've never done anything like that. You know, we talk about Jade a lot on the show, and the truth is, as much as we've been out lately, all of us together, like as a group, she and I have only really been out 3 times. That's the 3rd time she and I have been out together alone.
Oh, wow. Really? You know,
yeah, the 3rd time. Yeah, when we first started seeing each other, we went through Axes, and then not too long ago, we went to kind of that ghost town. Remember we did that?
You took her to dinner one night, too.
Oh,
this
dinner.
Is the 4th.
Yeah, we did dinner. Right. So
but
4
still,
times.
Not a lot of time.
Yeah, in a 2-year period.
Yeah.
It's not that much. And so this was, again, it was unique in any number of ways. So by the time I got upstairs, man, we were just at it. She literally just got on top of me, starts grinding on my cock, and I told you, she's got, man, she is so sensitive when it comes to certain things. So I'm naked. She's on top of me. She's just grinding on my cock. I'm pinching her nipples, choking her with my right hand, pinching her left nipple. Then I'm holding her by the waist and she's grinding on me, has an orgasm right on me. I mean, no penetration, nothing, just from grinding on me.
Oh, God.
She can do that. It's so fucking hot.
So lucky.
It's so fucking hot. Right? So now we're making out. I'm biting on her nipples. I'm squeezing her ass. At one point, I had one of my fingers were in her ass. And she's grinding on me.
Oh, my God. You slut.
Yes. Oh, it's so fucking hot. So, and she's so fucking orgasmic and reactive while she's in that position. I just kept her there. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like holding her by the waist and by her ass. And she's just grinding on me. I probably had 3 orgasms in the amount of time she was on my lap that way. 0 penetration.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she was there for a bit, but that, I mean, it's so fucking intense. And so I figure by now she's really sensitive. So get her on the bed and I start going down on her. I'm licking her pussy. I'm licking her ass. I am all up in it, all over, biting on her thighs and just, and you know, squeezing her tits and going down on her. It's like, that's like unlocking the, you know, the safe. That's,
yeah.
That's the combination.
The safe that is her pussy.
Her vagina.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the combination. So I'm spending a lot of time doing that. I roll her over at one point, was licking her from behind, slapping her ass a little bit, which she loves. Just so fucking hot, right? I mean, just so hot. So I lay back down. Now she gets on top of me again, grinds on me again, has another orgasm, then gets off of me and starts sucking my cock. And you know, we talk a lot about oral, right? The receiving of it, the reciprocation of it, all those things. There is nothing like when someone genuinely enjoys providing it. And Jade is, while she's sucking my cock, and she has really long hair, so I have her hair in my hand, and I'm kind of keeping it out of her face, and I can see her, obviously, and she's rubbing my balls, and she's sucking my cock, but she's, like, moaning while she's doing it, almost as if I'm going down on her, like she's enjoying it that much. There's nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I don't believe in heaven, but if there is a heaven, there's a special place in heaven for women that moan during oral.
It's crazy.
So fucking
moan
hot.
While providing it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
It's crazy how much.
Because I've had women go
matters.
Down on me and they're moaning while
yes.
they're like licking my pussy. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. How do you not appreciate that? So I don't even know how long this happened. What I do know is that eventually she was on her side at one point, or on my side, I should say, on my left side. Eventually she came back around and she's between my legs. And I was like, look, not anymore. No more of this. I picked her up, put her on the bed, grabbed the condom. She's on her back, and we just start going at it. Now, got to take it easy with her a little bit because she's super sensitive now. And, man, once it started, it was full fucking on. It was from legs over her head. She's super fucking nimble.
Well, it makes sense that it was fucking on because now at this point you have
this is an hour and a half,
40 minutes of fingering, then the drive to the house, then all of this grinding, and then oral. It's like, yeah, I mean, I can't believe you guys had so much restraint in this moment.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know how we were able to not just go at it at the fucking bar.
Well, you clearly wanted to truly enjoy the experience together.
Because, you know, it's like, well, even now, right? I'm thinking about now. I have a date tonight with Natasha, And I'm going to do something. I haven't figured out what it's going to be yet, but I'm going to reach out to her when we get done recording. And we're going to do something, because the last time, if you remember, she had the vibrator. Yep. So we're going to come up with something. But there is definitely something unique and just intense about these little nuanced details of changing things up a little
bit. Well, I'm not sure this was a small change, but I understand what you're saying.
No.
This was a pretty massive change.
For Jade and I, this was a big step up. And also, again, being very cautious because, you know, in public, we need to be very careful with her. Obviously, I do. So this was a big leap and a real show of trust on her part.
Of course.
To even fuck with this with me, right? Yeah. I mean, this is like...
She knows how much you respect her
and
what she does.
Deal. You know, so again, I'm fucking her legs behind her head at one point, and again, she's super flexible. Jade is the most flexible human being on the planet.
Yeah, you can like fold her like origami,
literally just fold her up like like an envelope. So I've got her. So I'm on top of her. I have her right leg in my left hand. It's behind her head. It's where her head is. My right hand, I'm choking her, and I'm just going to town. Eventually, I turn her over.
Is the flexibility thing a turn on for you?
It's a turn on from the standpoint of
you can do a lot more stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the options are limitless, quite frankly. And it's really, it's unique to say the least.
Yeah.
So then, of course, as I said, right hand on her neck, left hand on her leg, holding her leg behind her head. I'm going to town. I'm biting on her nipples. I'm literally bent over biting on her nipple. Like I'm contorting myself to make all this happen because she's so fucking small. So eventually, I turn her over, fucking her from behind again, pulling her hair, choking her from behind. It's so fucking hot. Get her on her side. I think she was on her right side. And so I'm in between her legs. I've got her left leg up in the air. And we are sweaty. She's sweating. I'm sweating. It's like a whole fucking thing, you know? And eventually, she gets back on top of me and starts riding my cock. So now I have full access to her tits. So I've got her I'm wrapped around her pretty much. She's laying on top of me and I'm biting on her nipples. And while she's coming, I'm holding her down. So I actually picked my legs up. So my knees were kind of up. Uh-huh. So she was pinned. She wasn't going anywhere because much like yourself, she can push herself off of me. I wasn't letting her do it. Like I kept her in that position so she couldn't move. And, you know, again, she's tiny. So it was easy. You know, it's kind of unfair. It's an unfair advantage. She's dripping wet. I'm wet. Eventually, I get her back on her back, and I had the most intense fucking orgasm. It was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Just ridiculous. So, and then and I collapse. We just lay there. I'm not even, the condom is still on. Like the whole fuck, like we're just trying to catch our breath. She had some water by the nightstand and she got some water for us. But we literally just laid there and didn't say anything for about 5 minutes. Like there was no conversation at all.
No, and you guys left it all out on the field. You didn't have anything left in you.
It was so fucking hot. Now I have to assume, of course, right? For her, I know for me, the whole thing was a buildup.
Of course.
Starting from the day I texted her and said, hey, just put on a dress and sexy panties. That's it.
When did you text that to her?
Oh, it was like 5 days before.
So yeah, this is like 5 days of teasing. Yeah. She's going, why is he telling me what to wear? Because he never does that.
Never.
And then you get there, you pick her up, you go through all the fingering at the bar.
Oh my God.
And then all of this oral and non-penetrative play. I mean, that's a lot of tease, man.
That whole bar thing... Listen, it was hot. Do not get me wrong. It was fucking hot. But as we're sitting there, not while we're sitting there, afterwards, after this whole thing was over and I'm on the drive home, I'm thinking in my head of all the places that could have been hotter, like that you and I go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one of our favorite places in the Arts District, a kind of speakeasy type place.
Oh, it's so dark and sexy in there.
Can you imagine what could be done in
there? And there's all these little, like, almost kind of living room-esque
kind of...
Yeah, little nooks. I mean, that's fucking...
Oh, yeah. That's a whole... That's the next, like, that's the evolution of this thing. You know what I mean?
With me or with Jade?
No, with you.
Okay, that's good. Because I was like, I want it now.
Yeah, you and I need to, like... It didn't even occur to me. We were just in that part of town the other day, and it just didn't even occur to me that we could have gone in there and done that.
Yeah.
We were on a different mission, obviously. But yeah, that's the
of kind the of non-fingering thing. Variety. Of unfortunately,
of the non-fingering variety. But yeah, the whole buildup, the whole fucking thing from the time, and I'm telling you, it was not easy for me to sit at that bar and finger her. I was rock fucking hard, and I wouldn't let her touch me. while we're sitting there. Like, it was, I was doing all of it. Like, I wouldn't let her touch me.
I was going to ask you if she was, like, grazing your cock or anything.
No, I wouldn't let her do it. She just, I also didn't want to make it overt that this was happening. You know what I mean? Because she, you know, she's tiny. She would have had to almost have been in my lap to make this happen.
Yeah.
And the way we're, you know, the bar stools, the way we're situated, someone was going to notice this. And I didn't want that to happen.
Damn, that's hot, man. You came home and I was like, so what happened? You're like, I'm not telling you.
Shit.
So listen, you teased me and her.
Yeah.
You evil man, you.
Look, you know, and once again, my time with Jade, my sex with Jade is hot. It's always fucking hot. Just like when you and I have sex, it's always hot. Then like last night, you had a play session with a friend. I came home and we were fucking at it. It was primal, animal, dirty. It was
raunchy is what it was.
It was foul. We had raunchy. Yeah, we should be ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not, but we should be ashamed. Well, my point is, it's like anytime there's a little bit of that buildup, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking intense, man.
Yeah.
It's just intense. So by the time she and I were back at the house, I was like, get upstairs and get undressed. I'm not fucking with this anymore. Like, this is, you know, it's just too much. So fucking hot. So fucking hot. I love her. She's the best. So fucking sexy. So much fun. She's so open to doing things like that.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's important when you have long-term play partners, friends, right, that you can do that with.
Yeah, that you can switch things up, that they're enthusiastic about trying something different with you. That's what keeps it spicy, of course.
Well, and you know, here's the other thing I'm thinking of, right? And you know how my fucking mind works. While she and I are fucking, and literally, I can tell you the moment I was having this thought. She's riding my cock, and I'm biting on her nipples, and I'm squeezing her ass, and I've got my finger in her ass. I mean, this whole thing's going on. And I'm thinking about you and how hot this is going to be later. And then I'm thinking, you know what? Because, you know, Jade's interested in a lifestyle relationship. She wants to meet someone and be in that hot wife space like you and I. And I'm thinking to myself, man, imagine how fucking hot it's going to be for whoever she ends up with to hear this fucking story that's happening right now. Like,
or for you guys to recreate it so that they can reconnect over it.
That's my point. Like, if she were able to reconnect with her partner, her primary partner, over what is going on right now, imagine how fucking hot that would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's wild, man. I love it. I'm so fucking turned on right now.
It's so much fucking fun.
I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not, but I'm ridiculous.
You're flush.
I know. My cheeks feel warm. Like, oh my God. It was amazing.
So fucking hot. So
I'm
hot.
So glad you guys got to have that experience. And also, you're welcome, because
it was your
spurred
idea.
The conversation.
Yeah. No question.
I mean, you executed, but it was my idea.
No question. Well, really, thanks to Jade also for doing that whole fucking scene we had in the garage, which was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And then on the heels of that, Natasha with the fucking Lilo, you know, vibrator, me playing with that thing remotely.
Yeah, you've got some hot and amazing play partners. I feel like my play partners need to fucking step it up here in this shit. Well, they need to do something for me now.
They need to listen to this, because I'm here to tell you, man, there is something about that. You know, you and I would do that public play. Well, we would fuck around publicly. We had to be careful, though. We were in such a small town. Everybody knew us.
I don't feel like we were all that careful.
We weren't terribly careful. No.
we should have been more careful.
But it was really fucking fun.
You fingered me in a dressing room. Do you remember that? When I got the little pink dress at the really high-end dress shop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's a small little boutique. It was just a couple of women working
there. I was like, come in and see if you like the dress. And you're like, come out here. And I was like, no, you're missing the fucking point. Come in here.
Get your ass in here.
And then you fingered me.
It was so fucking hot. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Well, I remember sitting at the fucking restaurant on the they had the tables on the sidewalk, and you weren't wearing any fucking panties like you never did. And we were eating lunch, and I was fingering you under the fucking table.
Yeah, that happened too.
Literally on Main Street.
Hopefully, so you were eating something with a fork.
I don't remember, and I don't care. Didn't care. Totally didn't care.
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, so anyway, if you guys want more of us, I don't know why you'd want more of this. We're fucking idiots.
Totally.
But
stupid.
If you do.
But we're fun. We're not.
We're fun idiots, yeah.
Don't come here. Listen, I tell people all the time, do not come here looking to learn a fucking thing. If you want to laugh and think we're fucking stupid, then jump on
board. Maybe stroke your cock a little,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe rub one out. Do not come here thinking you're going to learn all the pearls of wisdom you need for the fucking lifestyle. That is not happening.
No, and we don't do that on our
and
bonus episodes either. So if that's what you're looking for, don't join our Patreon. But if you want more of us, if you want to hear behind the scenes, if you want to hear things that you are literally never going to hear on this show, you can get all of that on our Patreon community by heading over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. We have a lot of fun stuff planned coming up too for
Lots.
So yeah, you're definitely going to want to be there because there's certain exclusive things that you will not see anywhere else that I think will be very interesting.
Don't be that guy. Coming to you soon.
So again, that's patreon.com/frontporchswingers if you want to see the naughty stuff like me getting stuff.
And you're going to have a lot of naughty stuff coming up. There's a lot of shit we've got planned for you. Chicago, you're going to be a busy lady in Chicago. You better eat your Wheaties.
I'm going to be a real whore Chicago.
In Chicago.
So that can all be seen at onlyfans.com/frontporchswingers. If you want to join us for an upcoming event, you can find all of the information and apply for membership at members.frontporchswingers.com. And yeah, just in general, we have a ton of stuff coming up. We're obviously going to be talking about the two events that we're hosting. This is coming out as we are just finishing those two events, but we'll talk about that at a later date. And of course, I got real naughty last night, which we'll talk about
in a future
episode as well. So stay tuned for all of that. And thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.